Hey folks, Alex Newman here. We are at the Freedom Fest and I'm with Sheriff Richard Vaughn. He's from Southwest Virginia in Grayson County, and he's been standing firm for the Constitution, for the Second Amendment. Sheriff, thank you very much for being with us. We just got done with a panel and you shared a little bit about how the citizens of your county were very concerned about the Second Amendment and the state government's effort, I guess the previous state government's efforts to ban certain types of firearms. And you stood in the gap, you got involved. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, the entire state of Virginia, especially Southwest Virginia, were really concerned about the gun control measures and what they were trying to do with the assault weapons ban. You know, it's a tragedy what's happened across the country, you know, with mass shootings, but the gun control is not the answer. You know, every time there's a shooting, they break numerous laws. You know, another law to ban a certain firearm is not the answer. So, yeah, basically we had several of our deputies and constituents went to Richmond in January of 2020, and we lobbied up there. I think there was 22,000 people there with the Virginia Citizen Defense League. We attended the Senate Judiciary Committee hearings. We went on television and sent that out into the areas where the legislators lived, and we were able to defeat those bills. And I hope that other states will stand up as firm. And it was people from all over the country actually came to the Virginia rally, people from Texas and all across the nation. And, you know, the sheriffs took an oath to uphold the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of Virginia, and that's what we're going to do.
Yeah, talk about that a little bit more, because I think there's a perception, at least the media wants to feed the perception, that law enforcement's only job is to just do what the politicians say, and yet every one of y'all, including all your deputies, take an oath to the U.S. Constitution and to the Constitution of Virginia. Talk a little bit about the higher purpose there.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we all started out probably as a patrol deputy or a police officer, and moved our way up through the ranks as a detective and then an administrator. But when you're elected as sheriff, you know, your job's not to go out there on the street and arrest people every day. We take that oath. We are there to defend our constituents' constitutional rights, whether it be the Second Amendment, the First Amendment, the Fourth. They're all important, the Constitution is. But the sheriffs just need to step up and attend some training on the Constitution if they're not familiar with it. I wasn't that familiar with it until I had attended a constitutional sheriff's training event. But that's our primary job, is to defend our constitutional rights of our citizens.
Yeah, and that's exactly what our founding fathers said. They said the governments are instituted to protect the God-given liberties of the people, huh? Sheriff, one of the big topics of our panel today was election fraud. And obviously, there's a lot of concerns out there in America. The polling data show most Americans believe there were real problems with the 2020 election. What are your thoughts? And what are your thoughts on the role of the sheriff in dealing with these kinds of issues?
Well, I know I've saw the Truth the Vote documentary, 2000 Mules. You know, before that came out, you know, I was a little skeptical. I thought, yeah, maybe there had been some election fraud, but I didn't know on what size, what measure. But after seeing that documentary, it should open anybody's eyes. And if the federal government's not going to investigate that, I think the sheriff should. If the Truth the Vote folks was to come to Grayson County, Virginia, and provide me with surveillance footage and cell phone data that puts people in those areas, and we've got them stuffed in ballot boxes, they need to be prosecuted and they need to be charged for these offenses.
Absolutely. And before we let you go, share your thoughts to citizens, just regular citizens out there, about, you know, law enforcement, developing a relationship with the sheriff. What should the relationship between a sheriff and the community be? And what advice do you have for folks out there who are concerned about the direction our country's going, the lawlessness, the crime, and everything that's happening?
Well, every citizen in the United States votes for a sheriff. And that sheriff is their last line of defense. They should know them on a personal basis. They should go talk with them and see how they stand on the Constitution. Because, I mean, with no election integrity moving forward, what are we going to do this fall when we have midterm elections? You know, get involved and even offer to help. You know, they could volunteer to help with a reserve division at a sheriff's office. But, you know, most people, if it don't affect them locally on taxes, they won't get involved. But we need people to really step up and to get involved and just do their part.
Very good. Well, Sheriff, thank you so much for speaking out. Thank you for spending some time with us. We appreciate it.
Yes, sir. Thank you.